When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome back to EV News Daily, and welcome to a special bonus edition of the podcast this weekend. And this really is one that I'm kind of making, but partly for myself because it's a fascination that I've got, and hopefully you find it interesting as well. And it really follows something that I watched on YouTube earlier this week that was the whole inspiration of making this podcast and really getting to understand a vehicle that I don't think I've talked a huge amount about because it's not available over here in Europe, and that is the Lucid Air Sapphire. We know it's special. But this week, my friend Kyle from Out of Spec came over to cover the IAA Mobility Show here in Munich, got his hands on a Lucid Air Sapphire, and on a decent day, pretty good weather, pretty quiet by the looks of it, took it out on an unrestricted part of the Autobahn. Now, I will say, first off, before we even get into the podcast, he wasn't hooning around. Known him for many years. He's a very good driver on track, and he was doing it very respectfully of the speed and what he was doing on public roads as well. Of course, legally, and finding a decent stretch, which was straight lined and also with no other traffic really around as well. He's also a fantastic driver, and it all looked very much under control. The Lucid Air Sapphire in Kyle's video this week, and go check out the Out of Spec Reviews channel to go and have a look, hit 200 plus miles an hour. And I'll let you watch the YouTube video and see the top speed that it hit for itself. Looking very drama free, by the way. But it just fascinated me watching it because I knew it was special, but I didn't know the vehicle was that special. Lucid are not particularly new, but in the grand scheme of things, up against the established world order, the hierarchy of hypercar makers, if you like, but that kind of world-class engineering of the German automotive makers, or even just the hypercar makers that are out there, the Koenigseggs and Bugattis, etc., etc. Here come Lucid, admittedly with a lot of battery and engineering smarts, but delivering a car that I didn't appreciate was this good. So how is it this good? Well, that's what I aim to discover on the podcast today. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoy these little bonus podcasts that we do every so often. Spent a couple of days researching this and looking into some of the stuff that was maybe a blind spot in my Lucid knowledge. So I thought I'd put it together in a script. only takes half a day or so, and put it out as a bonus podcast. I hope you enjoy it. Any feedback, welcome. Patreon's a good place to do that. Check out the Patreon pages where the bonus shows are all available as well. And we're turning on all the community stuff. They've added a load of that to Patreon recently, which I hadn't activated, and people were saying, hey, why don't we have a forum and you know, a chat room and stuff over here. So I'll be doing that, and I think I'll open it up to anyone who's a Patreon member, and you can be a free member at EV News Daily on Patreon, and then there's paid memberships as well, which get you the ad-free access and earlier access as well to all the podcasts. So check it out if you want to, and if not, the ad-supported free feed will always be here. I guess get into it. The Lucid Air Sapphire is a huge shift in automotive engineering. It merges, this is serious hypercar level performance with luxury sedan comfort that you genuinely would take it to go for a pint of milk on a Sunday morning. You'd go to your errands in this. Now, we know that cars that are everyday kind of cars, the Porsche Taycan Turbo GT, that'll hit 190 miles an hour. That's 305 kph. Vizac package, you know, on that makes it feel like a race car. Like there's bucket seats and there's no rear seats. There's the Maserati Gran Turismo Folgore, which gets close to this. But the Lucid Air Sapphire, 205 miles an hour or 330 kilometers hour on the specs. So horsepower wise, 1,234 horsepower. That is pulled back a little bit what the theoretical maximum would be. At the heart of the performance lies a three motor configuration, a single permanent magnet synchronous motor on the front, two on the rear. So 1,234 horsepower and 1,430 pounds feet of torque makes it the most powerful electric sedan highway cruiser of any type in the world. So each motor can theoretically deliver 670 horsepower, but because they want this vehicle to be about the range as well and about hitting those big EPA range targets of over 400 miles, they do pull that back. It's a single speed gearbox, but they optimize the gear ratios front and rear for, you know, optimal power delivery. The Sapphire's inverter technology represents a really big advancement in automotive power electronics. They use silicon carbide power modules. Each powertrain inverter has six silicon carbide packages, providing exceptional switching performance, they say, with minimal losses and high power density. So these are automotive grade modules at 1200 volt rated. So the nominal pack voltage or the architecture voltage of the Lucid Air is 924 volts. A lot of EVs will sit around 400, some a lot less actually. Some are then the higher voltage systems are of around 800, which enable the very fast charging and things like that. This sits quite high at 924 volts in comparison to those. A lot of thermal performance comes with that as well. Additional silicon carbide components are included, integrated into their Wonderbox charging system. So they say exceptional efficiency in charging modes, but really we want to know about how this platform delivers such crazy speed on the road, doesn't it? It's one of the first vehicles to exceed 900 volts. There are some Chinese vehicles up there at 1,000 volts as well that are using these new megawatt chargers, particularly the BYD, Han, and Tang. But they certainly don't deliver this kind of power. So, 118 kilowatt hour battery pack in this. It's a 22 module configuration. They use Samsung provided 2170s or 21700s, if you like, cylindrical cells. There's 6,600 individual cells. Each module contains 300 cells arranged in injection molded cases with integrated bus bars, eliminating traditional wiring harnesses and reducing resistance. The pack construction features glass fiber composite bases for heat and corrosion resistance. Aluminium cooling plates are mounted on each model. Up at these kind of speeds, thermal management becomes critical engineering. They said they incorporated microchannels within the stator laminations for oil cooling of the motor windings. And this approach provides superior heat extraction compared to conventional water-cooled stator services, enabling high power operation and new enhanced heat exchanger technology as well, with increased coolant flow rates. Of course, as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, Lucid have been around quite a long time now, and things like battery and motor smarts is really where they have been excelling for a long time now. The Sapphire's torque vectoring system operates through independent control of the rear motors, updating torque distribution up to 1,000 times per second. This completely decoupled torque delivery enables the system to apply positive or negative torque to individual wheels. That's an unprecedented level of control over vehicle dynamics. The custom Lucid traction control system is all integrated with their own torque vectoring algorithms. That makes sense now, because watching the video with Kyle, it was a little bit windy on the day that he did that run on the Autobahn, but it wasn't white knuckle stuff. I mean, he was, I think, up at some decent speeds. He quietened down and, sort of mid speed, like 140 to 160. He's commentating and being like, hey, the German countryside's really beautiful. What a great day. Like, I'd be terrified if that was me doing it, but he had that capacity. Up at the VMAX run, I think he's sort of, a little bit more focused, but still, professional drivers have reported being faster if they turn on Lucid software and algorithms rather than run it in a manual mode, which kind of goes against what some professional racing drivers, they turn off all the assistance and let me run it and I can get around the track quicker. Aerodynamics, obviously very important. So, you want the big range on a vehicle like this, the big GT cruiser, call it that if you will. You know, you could happily cross a continent in this or take the kids to their football practice at the weekend in one of these and yet have this amazing performance. So very good aerodynamic efficiency, a drag coefficient as low as 0.197, which is crazy low. One of the most aerodynamically efficient production vehicles on the road. Side air intake, smooth the airflow around the wheel wells. There's vortex generating air intake systems that reduce the drag and improve the cooling as well. And they've managed to maintain the net downforce at high speeds for that stable high speed run up to 205 miles an hour, and yet still eke out 427 miles EPA range in this thing. So, things like track-tuned suspension components while maintaining luxury car refinement. They use adaptive dampers with 500 hertz control frequency. The aluminium intensive construction includes a virtual axis double wishbone front suspension, multi-link rear, high-strength steel coil springs, and fully optimized anti-roll bar configurations. It does come with carbon ceramics as standard. So 16.5-inch front and 15.4-inch rear discs with 6-piston front and 4-piston rear calipers. So they've put some proper stopping power on this. The braking system integrates obviously all the regen that comes with an EV, but track optimized ABS and some serious stopping power as well. And the multiple drive modes that Kyle was playing around with in the video are probably the key to how this can become an everyday driver. I hate the phrase daily driver, but a car that you can just live with and it's easy and yet is able to unleash all of that power. They have smooth and swift modes that limits the output to 767 horsepower for daily driving. The Sapphire mode provides 1121 horsepower, and Track mode offers three sub-configurations for different scenarios. There's a drag strip mode, hot lap mode as well, and endurance mode. Each one incorporates different calibrations of suspension, steering, thermal management, even brake feel, torque vectoring, and all those kind of things as well. The Lucid Air's engineering is a huge step forward, let alone for a startup. And we will call Lucid a startup. Everyday usability, and yet faster than just about anything on the road. High voltage architecture, silicon carbide power electronics, and advanced thermal management all combine to make an incredibly special vehicle. We'll take a quick break, and when I come back, I'll talk about why I think this is one of the most special EVs on the road in terms of all of the other stuff that comes with it. If that makes sense, stick around. I'll be back in a mo. Okay, welcome back to the podcast, a special bonus edition, a look at the Lucid Air Sapphire, because it really fascinated me this week. I got a little bit obsessed with it, and I thought I'd put it together in a podcast and talk about it with you and get your thoughts on it. So we've talked about the crazy production, the crazy performance and how they did that with the different production techniques. But what about as it stands as an EV? All right, well, all the usual stuff that you would think would come with a nice vehicle like the Lucid Air, the 18-way power front sport seats, the Alcantara, the Sapphire Blue stitching, heating, cooling, massage functions, the quad zone climate control, soft closed doors, power rear, sunshades, things like really high levels of luxury and, you know, benchmarks that surpass their competitors in terms of NVH, so noise, vibration, and harshness as well. I've seen some reviews of people comparing this to an S-Class, kind of getting in and out of things and saying, look, you can draw a complete comparison with the best luxury cars out there. And yet it's so high performance. 21-speaker Dolby Atmos audio. It runs a 34-inch glass cockpit display, voice assistance, wireless CarPlay. It's got Alexa integrated and regular over-the-air updates have really fixed the bugs, improved the vehicles. I think they've done like 77 OTA updates now, all about the user experience, the charging logic, the driver assist. Still work to do there with Dream Drive Pro. That's their suite of advanced driver assistance technology, coming standard and now supporting hands-free driving as of July this year, on the Sapphire models as well. 32 sensors and their own in-house ADAS stack as well. Really impressive cabin space. Floor-mounted battery, so maybe you sit a little bit higher than a typical kind of performance sedan, but very high levels of materials throughout, feeling very, very premium. The synthesis of extreme performance and yet daily luxury, kind of S-class levels of luxury. Software-driven features, cars always getting better all of the time, technically impressive, but digitally future-proofed. And again, from a group of girls and guys that have come together, I mean, not overnight, said it multiple times, Lucid's been around a long time. But to do that with the Lucid Air Sapphire being such an incredible vehicle, I think it's been vastly underrated. Maybe not by you. Maybe you've always known how special this vehicle is. But it wasn't until I watched how composed it was at 200 plus miles an hour this week. And yet that's a vehicle that is attainable, is achievable. Yes, it's expensive, but it's not Koenigsegg territory. And yet it does offer a smackdown to so many vehicles that are not nearly as fast as that. Look, there are other cars out there. There are Lotus Emeyers that'll do only 159 miles an hour. Mention the Porsche Taycan GT. Look, there's the Neo EP9. Like, that's a track car. Okay, I know you can buy one and drive it on the road, but that's 194 miles an hour. And then to get anything quicker than the Lucid Air Sapphire, you're buying stuff that you can't drive every day. You're having to buy Lotus Evias or Rimac Nevera R's or, you know, Aspark Owls or something. These are not cars that, you know, you'd have in your driveway that would look kind of inconspicuous. And obviously, people, you do notice the Lucid, but the Lucid doesn't scream at you. It may well be kind of my favourite new poster EV. Not that I'll ever get one, because they won't make right-hand drive versions of them, and I can't afford one anyway, but it might just be my new little secret crush EV. Man, I've had a great week looking into this. Hopefully you enjoyed our little bonus podcast as we dig a little bit deeper in how the Sapphire version of the Lucid Air becomes such a special car. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.